This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host.
Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy Podcast. I'm Lisa Tahir, your host, and I am so delighted today to have a friend coming back on the podcast. We are with Mark Mezadorian, and he is a gifted angel practitioner. He works with the energy of the angels, connecting with his intuition and receiving guidance as a channel to help us to remove blocks, create more peace in our lives, and really helping us to understand the role of the angels in our lives. And I shared with Mark before starting this recording that today I am feeling some anxiety, and I really welcome the help of the angels to clear that, and for you as well. You might be feeling something that's uncomfortable. And with that, Mark, I'm going to bring you in the stream. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here with you. And I really just do appreciate your honesty. And also just recognizing we live in anxious times. And there's so many different things that are happening right now that would add up to anxiety. So I'm glad that we have this opportunity to actually work on that. And we can model what it's like to address anxiety and to perhaps to challenge it a bit and to recognize what is possible, what is actually happening and what's possible, and like changing channels on the TV.
Yes. I feel that in my heart space as you were talking. How would you like to work with this today with me, with others listening and watching?
Let's pray and let's just directly address the anxiety. And if we could define, there's a wonderful article on Psychology Today by a psychiatrist named Ellen, it's either Hendrickson or Fredrickson. I'll define that before we finish. It's on the correlation between technology and anxiety. And she defines anxiety as being about uncertainty.
Yes.
So let's let everything be certain. Let's be certain that how you're feeling right now is not who you actually are.
Okay.
And we're living in this, given the context for this specific year, we're witnessing everything that is ready to change, changing. And everything that's out of integrity is coming into integrity, which means a lot of folks are changing. So with any even ounce of spiritual intention or spiritual muscle, that puts us into a space of possibility. And to welcome the highest good into this moment and to let angels, the universe, guides, ancestors help us to make the world bigger. The whole point of spirituality is to make everything bigger. Hi, kitty cat. And noticing that the highest good is here right now. So let's just pray.
We're just
going to work like we're in a session, Lisa. We'll just work and we'll just let the anxiety have a voice and we'll reorganize the furniture a bit. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So thank you, Mother, Father, God. Thank you, Archangels and Ascended Masters, for the perfect peace, the perfect clarity, and the perfect love that is here for Lisa and everyone listening right now. Thank you to the angelic realm, the elemental realm, our ancestors, spirit guides, animal guides, and guardian angels. We thank you for this opportunity for perfect peace, for wondrous joy, and for incredible good right now. And thank you, Archangel Michael, who's the angel of clearing and protection. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for being with Lisa right where she is right now. And for anyone watching or listening in the future right now, if we could just breathe in, let Archangel Michael be strong and present right where you are, Lisa. And let's let him clear your energy and the environment, including your cat. And like putting a key in a lock and unlocking it, if you could just say your own name out loud. I am Lisa.
I am Lisa.
I'm not anybody else.
I am not anyone else.
Thank you, Archangel Michael, for being with me right now.
Thank you, Archangel Michael, for being with me right now.
Thank you for clearing my energy and my environments.
Thank you for clearing my energy and my environments.
I acknowledge my overwhelm.
I acknowledge my overwhelm.
I allow my world to be big.
I allow my world to be big.
Wonderful. Let's just breathe into that. And what do you notice, Lisa, in just saying those few things?
I feel peace within my heart center. And like an all is well.
Mm-hmm.
All is being handled that I don't even know or see.
Yeah. Wonderful. So we'll just note that you got a lot of spiritual muscle and you're working on that, as do we all. So let's just take in our breath. And we'll notice that the you who I'm talking to, and the you who just said that to Archangel Michael, is your conscious adult self, your conscious self. And let's just very simply, with generosity and complete care, if we could just notice where the anxiety is in your body.
It was in my heart space, in my chest, right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So let's, if you're not feeling it in your body, let's very simply, let's call forward younger parts of you. Your adolescent self and the child self. And the child self, just going to psychology land for a moment, has three aspects, which is the wounded child, the compliant child, and the defiant child. Mm. We're just going to notice any one of those figures, be they the three aspects of the child self, any one of them, all of them, and the adolescent self, where the anxiety, overwhelm might be present. So with just gentle generosity, we're just going to breathe in. And we'll just gently say to all of them, at all parts of you, To all of them, we'll just say out loud, I'm so sorry you're feeling anxious.
I'm so sorry you're feeling anxious.
I'll handle everything adult.
I'll handle everything adult.
Including my adult to-do list.
Including my adult to-do list.
Including my adult relationships.
Including my adult relationships.
I want you to relax.
I want you to relax.
And to play.
And to play.
And to express yourself.
And to express yourself.
Wonderful. So just breathe into that. I want to say to these four different aspects of you, what would you like me to know?
What would you like me to know?
And we'll just breathe into that, Lisa. And we'll just notice what information comes to you. And this might be really subtle, might be like a whisper. What do you notice there?
I hear and all is well.
Mm-hmm. Great. Wonderful. So we'll just breathe into that. Wonderful. And we're just going to gently invite Archangel Michael, once again, is the angel of clearing and protection, to be and to stand strong and present with all aspects of your child self, defiant child, compliant child, wounded child, and your adolescent self. Just letting him stand there. And we'll also invite a nurturing goddess. We'll invite Kuan Yin, who's the goddess of compassion, to come forward and to tend to all four aspects, all aspects of the child self, nurturing them, nourishing them, tending to them, embracing them, and letting great good happen. So let's just breathe into that. And we'll just breathe into that. That help is here. And that it's okay for the different aspects of us to have needs and to have wants. And in the spirit of adult self, so let's acknowledge Lisa, who we're working with right now, and Lisa the host. To Lisa the host, I just want to just acknowledge that Lisa, who we're working with, has a lot of spiritual muscle, and it's easy for her to be dexterous. It's easy for you to be dexterous in coming to that space of harmony. For folks who are getting more used to this and to feeling overwhelmed and anxiety, we're just noticing what we're doing in this is to get to the core of which part of you is upset, which part of you is overwhelmed, and to acknowledge that. So in our modern world, with all these things changing, for a three-year-old, for a five-year-old, that might be completely overwhelming and terrifying. Mm-hmm. So what we want to do, what we are doing, is taking the pressure off of them.
Yes.
And right now we're witnessing America growing up. Specifically, we're witnessing the entertainment industry growing up, or having the opportunity to grow up and to actually be fair, and to value expression and value artists. And so with all these different things happening for America, mostly, that there's no difference between the child self, adolescent self, and adult self. And maybe there's not even an adult self for some. And they're all meshed together. And what we're doing is to creating not separation, but individualization. So there is the conscious adult. And the conscious adult is the part of us who can engage in spiritual work, who can come to a space of peace and to take strong action. And if we define what an adult does, adults gather information and then make informed choices based on that information. So recognizing, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed today. So my friend Mark is coming on, we're going to work on this. That's an adult choice. And other folks might have just buried that and put on a face, which is the compliant child, the social face. I'm fine. You know, and it's just acknowledging that in truth, we are a breath away from change. And that when we take the pressure off of different parts of ourselves and to allow help to happen, which really does come into just spaciousness and making the world bigger. And to recognize there are things changing right now fundamentally. And what we might see in the media or in industry or in government is bad news. Let's trust that anyone who's watching this, that you are included in all the good in the universe, and that you're one of millions of people who are making the world better. And we do that essentially one breath at a time and one day at a time by having any intention. So let's just say a few things out loud, just as an experience. So if we could just all say out loud, thank you, angels, goddesses, and guides, for being with me.
Thank you, angels, goddesses, and guides, for being with me.
Thank you for this wonderful day.
Thank you for this wonderful day.
I'm available to all the good in the universe.
I am available to all of the good in the universe.
Thank you for there being harmony in all of my relationships.
Thank you for there being harmony in all of my relationships.
Thank you, Archangel Michael, for clearing my energy and my environments.
Thank you, Archangel Michael, for clearing my energy and my environments.
I am included in all the good in the universe.
I am included in all of the good in this universe.
Thank you, Michael, for lifting the weight of the world off of me.
Thank you, Michael, for lifting the weight of the world off of me.
I am flexible and free.
I am flexible and free.
And I am right on time.
And I'm right on time.
Wonderful. Let's just breathe into that. And we'll just gently open this space for guidance. And we could use Archangel Michael or a different guide or goddess. Right now we'll use Archangel Michael. We'll just say out loud, Archangel Michael, what would you like me to know?
Archangel Michael, what would you like me to know?
And we'll just breathe in. And this might be really subtle, or like a flash, or like a nudge, whether you see something in your mind's eye, feel energy, hear or know, hearing words or sounds, or a song, or what you know in your heart, like a download. So we'll just gently breathe into all that. We'll just give that some space and we'll trust what comes. We'll trust what comes.
I feel hands on my shoulders.
That's a very Archangel Michael gesture. Let's just breathe into that. And Lisa, if you could say, this might sound weird, but we're just as deep in the relationship. If you could say out loud, Michael, I feel your hands on my shoulders.
Michael, I feel your hands on my shoulders.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's just breathe in. We'll just let the next moment come. And what do you notice, Lisa?
I notice that my mind starts to get active and it kind of pulls me out of the peace I was feeling in my body. So I'd like to soothe that.
Yeah. So if we could just breathe in and not make any part of ourselves wrong or bad. We'll just notice that you're trying to figure stuff out or going forward into your day. If we could just breathe in, if we could just gently say out loud, thank you, Archangel Michael, for being with me throughout this day.
Thank you, Archangel Michael, for being with me throughout this day.
I allow everything to go well today.
I allow everything to go well today.
Let's just breathe into that.
I feel him more in front of me now.
Okay. And let's just say out loud, Michael, I notice you in front of me.
Michael, I notice you in front of me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what we're doing by saying that is to just build relationship. Yeah. So you're in tune. You're noticing what is happening. Let's just notice what Michael does when he's in front of you. And just perhaps placing your attention on him.
I feel his strong, stable presence really working to connect with my heart, to like soothe my central nervous system even.
Yeah, let's let him do just that. And let's just give that words, Michael, I give you permission to access my heart and my nervous system.
Michael, I give you permission to access my heart and my nervous system.
It is safe for me to be safe.
It is safe for me to be safe.
Let's just breathe in. Let's just let that experience happen. What do you notice there, Lisa?
I feel his presence radiating more from behind me and through me even, like in an illuminated way.
Great. Wonderful. So let's just breathe into that. And just saying your own name out loud again. I am Lisa.
I am Lisa.
And I am free.
And I am free.
It's safe for me to connect with the angels.
It's safe for me to connect with the angels.
I receive support.
I receive support.
I'm not doing this by myself.
I'm not doing this by myself.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Wonderful. So let's just breathe into that. And Lisa, let's just gently hold a vision for the rest of this day. A flow of peace, of peaceful productivity, of gentle care. And we'll just notice and working even for a few minutes here, that we've changed how your brain's working. We've been in the space of long brain waves rather than short brain waves. So we'll just notice all that, which is soothing to the brain and soothing to the nervous system. And we'll just breathe into that.
I feel that, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Michael. I feel that truly in my head and heart, like a light that turned on in connection.
Yeah. So be you spiritual manners here. Thank you, Archangel Michael, for your wonderful care for everyone, including Lisa. Thank you for the wonderful highest good being here for each of us and all of us right now as we celebrate peace. We celebrate the harmony that is present in our hearts and souls and nervous systems. Thank you for every single system in our body working perfectly, every single cell being infused with unconditional love, and for the highest good happening for each of us and all of us right now. We celebrate the tremendous care provided for us, including Lisa and everyone listening and myself. We let the highest good happen right now throughout this day and every single day. And we ask for this or something better right now in all directions of time. And so it is.
And so it is. Mark, I've learned so much from you being in your in-person events that you conduct. And I'm curious if you can share with our listeners. So this is the work you do with people.
Yeah. This is the work. The goal of the work is to get to the core of what's actually happening and to provide assistance, to provide guidance, and to just very simply make the world bigger by providing relief, and also to see what is actually happening and to put it into a context. And that context really does help in terms of knowing what's happening. And there's so much changing right now, but if we could perhaps just see the order in all that is changing and how it is taxing to our nervous systems and creating things like anxiety, which is, there is a lot of change. And perhaps the fundamental change is that, and this has already happened, that we're experiencing the end of unconsciousness. It's where it's just not an option anymore. And so we're witnessing two things simultaneously. A lot of healing happening for people. And what we just did is a healing.
Yes.
You know, healing of anxiety, healing of everything right now. All the narratives are constrictive. Not enough, not enough, not enough. And with we are that breath away of.
Yes.
But in the end of unconsciousness, we're witnessing, and God bless them, people desperately trying to be as unconscious as possible for as long as possible. And we can't worry about those folks.
Okay.
They're fine. But let's focus on what's possible, which is let's notice what is being asked of us healing-wise. How could we feel empowered? How could we include our spiritual work every single day? Perhaps waking up with prayer and intention. Thank you, angels, for being with me during this day. Thank you for the highest good happening for me. Thank you for incredible good. Thank you for all my interactions being positive.
Yes.
Anything guys want me to know? Just getting into relationship with them. And whatever that sounds like for you, whatever works for everyone. But just recognizing this is what we could do right now to create more flow and to counter the narratives being presented to us. Yeah.
And I love how you speak about the entertainment industry growing up, artists being valued. And I feel like it's also us learning to value ourselves more and growing up in that way within ourselves and the angels wanting us to know that. Is that true?
Yeah. That, well, it just gets into the question of identity, like who we are actually. And in this era where, what is completely unique is with all the technology that we have, which is great technology. It's not good for our nervous systems. It's not good for our brain. There's just too much. It's way too much. And we get into this comparative state, and also just the addiction to things like dopamine of like, oh, do I get a like, you know,
right,
and
right.
all that stuff. And just when we kind of drop out of that and make things more spacious, and perhaps we have an intentionality with using the phones and such, to very simply let it enhance our lives rather than dominate our lives. And what the phones do, what social media does, it takes us out of now. Mm-hmm. And just recognizing once again the value of now, the value of your peace of mind, the value of our connection with nature.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of unlearning that I've been doing in the topics that you're speaking about. And I've learned from you specifically at night to put my phone on airplane mode, to even turn off the Wi-Fi, to allow my central nervous system to really relax. And I learned that from you. How did you learn that, the value and importance?
I'm part of the autism community. I have a nephew severely autistic, and for years I was part of a team that we would go to different autism conferences, and we had a wireless free tent, and what we would, that would give people the experience of inside, let's say in a hotel, of being in an environment where it feels like it's outside, and it would block all the wireless. And what would happen almost instantaneously is people's blood would flow differently, and they'd feel relaxed, and they'd feel more like themselves. So it's a seeing where, once again, this is, you know, this is great technology.
Yeah.
Right now, this is on airplane mode.
Yeah.
You know, and I have my protective safe sleep case and all that stuff, but also I turn it off at night. So basically not sleeping next to the phone and just noticing, yeah, if you're holding it all the time, that's a thing. And having, you know, a battery powered alarm clock.
Mm, yes.
Because that thing is way too powerful to be an alarm clock. But just what we're doing, if we come to what are the different things that are impacting, creating anxiety, it is the constant, you know, and all this stuff in our attention being pulled away. This is notifications and stuff, which is something to turn off. You know, I have everything turned off notification-wise except for text messages. And I have my phone usually on silent.
Yes.
But it's recognizing, you know, the sound of Wi-Fi. And Wi-Fi is kind of benign, but if it's right next to you, but it's, you know.
Yeah.
And think of that on your nervous system. And just since we're talking about this, perhaps a space to look at things like digital assistant systems like Alexa or Google Plus. If those are in your home, we think that they're only working when we're talking to them. They're constantly blasting out like a cell tower, wireless radiation that might cover your entire house. If we think of all these different influences, Wi-Fi, and a digital assistant system, your phone itself connecting with a cell tower, all those things are going through your nervous system and into your consciousness, into your thoughts, and they're not great. So there's a space in this. And I know the phones are for a lot of people, our primary means of connection, but to perhaps just have a mindfulness about that. And all this is invisible.
Right.
It's all invisible. And it's just seeing how that goes for you. And perhaps to carve out some time. The main thing I think is causing anxiety, at least in my experience, is the long brainwave things. Those are almost vanished. And long brainwaves would come from, let's say, reading a book for a half hour, an hour, walking in nature without interruption, without your phone,
yes,
having a conversation without interruption, watching a film, meditating, doing yoga without interruption, all these things that create long brainwaves.
Yes.
And what we're used to now, we're just used to it. It's just like, let's say you and I are talking and, you know, and that's jarring your brain.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are simple steps. And and I understand, I've had a conversation years ago in New York. I stayed at the Airbnb with, and the host was, he was suicidal.
Okay.
I was talking about the phone. He started to cry. He's like, are you telling me that I'm suicidal because of my phone? So it's like not dismissing the emotionality that we have and feeling overwhelmed, but it's a factor.
Yeah.
And it's perhaps a really quick factor in like, let's just give ourselves some space. Let's quiet everything down.
Absolutely.
We spoke initially about anxiety being connected to uncertainty. What can we be certain about? That we do exist and that we're not here to suffer. That we're growing up right now and we're healing right now in profound ways. And
beautiful.
So it's just very simply just letting those things happen. And I appreciate you modeling that as we got to work earlier.
Thank you, Mark. I didn't plan on this. So I feel like the universe had a bigger plan for people to experience through our conversation and the show, what it's like to actually work with you. And I'm wondering, what do you have coming up for people to attend and how they can work with you and connect with you?
People connect with me anytime through social media on Instagram, where I'm active mostly, and also through my website, markmazadorian.com, or email mark@markmazadorian.com. I'm also now on Insight Timer with some meditations, and there's a ton of free stuff on YouTube under my name, Mark Mazadorian. There's a ton of stuff there. And what the point of that is to provide you with a space just to have access to instant relief. And to do the work and to trust that the work, the angels will meet you right where you are. So travel-wise, I'm going to Los Angeles. I'm going to be in Los Angeles at the end of July with workshops at Ullman Garden in Sherman Oaks and a place in Woodland Hills called Esoterica New Way. That's on Saturday the 29th at 1 o'clock at Ullman Garden and Sunday the 30th at Esoterica New Wave. In the Bay Area, I'll be, the next thing will be on Portland at New Renaissance Bookshop on August 5th and 6th, doing readings, and on the 5th, I'm doing an intuition workshop. And then in the Bay Area, I'll be at Unity San Jose at their Los Gatos location on Friday, August 11th at 7:30 p.m. doing Healing with the Angels. And healing does feel like the number one priority right now. So all the workshops right now are about healing. And if people want to work one-on-one, you could just reach out to me through email or through text, and we'll arrange a time to connect.
And I can let people know who are listening and watching, attending your events are so powerful. I feel different when I leave than when I arrived. And I really appreciate you. You're you're one of my biggest teachers and friends who I love. And I just have so much appreciation for you, Mark.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Lisa. Just want to just make a point for a moment, which is my goal with the group events has been, and this is manifested, of like, how could we get the intimacy and depth of a one-on-one session in a group, which is I do gather intention. You've witnessed this, gather intention from the audience of like, who's there? Like, what's on your mind? Like, what's in your heart right now? And then that gets incorporated into what gets done. And it's so basically I download from the angels and guides of like a healing session. And then we check in at the end. So there's a great immediacy to it of your needs being met and acknowledged right there and then.
They and are also, acknowledged and met. Yes. Because you ask each person what's on your mind, what's important to you, and then you address that.
Yeah.
What were you about to say?
Oh, just when I also just occurred to me, I do have free stuff on Zoom on Tuesdays at 7. West Coast time, and Saturdays at 10 West Coast time. There's in there on my information is on my website. It's a free Zoom thing. The Zoom address is the same for every single event. And there's also just workshops on Zoom or held spaces mainly. So yeah, there's lots of different ways to connect.
Beautiful, Mark. I'll have your website in the show note for people to connect and join in. And I want to thank you so much for your time and your energy.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. It's always good to talk with you. And I appreciate, honestly, your honesty once again with just letting me know what's going on. We get to work. And that's great. It's just great to model like how this actually works so it doesn't seem like it's woo-woo or out there or unaffordable or anything like that, that it's just available.
No, you're welcome. And I appreciate that you hold the space where I can be authentic and feel that way. And I agree. I feel like for everyone listening and watching, you need to know that it's okay to have these feelings and then what to do with them as they arise. So you're not shoving them down and having health problems as a result or mental disturbances that grow, to really just come and ask for help and assistance and be met.
Yeah.
As you did with the angels aiding and assisting.
Yeah. Yeah. And just one last thought, which is if there's one thing we do beyond just two things, just the breath, but if we say, I am Mark, I'm not anybody else. That kind of just clears the deck for anyone who's an empath and just getting to a space of clarity of like what's available in this moment.
Yeah. I love that. I am Lisa. Mm-hmm. I am not anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The dog is ready to do something else.
So. I hear your dog. He's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, good Mark, deal. To be continued. Yeah. I know Indeed. We will converse again on all things mm-hmm. therapy and all of my love. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Thanks for everyone for listening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
That concludes today's healing with Mark Mezidorian of markmezidorian.com. You got to experience, repeat, play this as often as needed to go through this clearing and healing that Mark facilitated with the aid and assistance of the angels here, just awaiting our permission. All of my love, and I will be with you next week.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.